you get a power play, especially even a 5-on-3, you have a tendency to slow things down because the defensive team, the PK guys, they're not being as aggressive because you can't. And so that sometimes can slow you down. And because they're not coming at you, you have a tendency to hold on to it longer than you want. I thought we did that too much in that situation.
So we go to the third period. We have the seven-minute power play, and then they get another penalty. Aiden Wright goes off for interference call and gets us a 5-on-3. And then the bench minor against the Lakers, which rolls right after that penalty ends. So it was four straight minutes of 5-on-3. And I thought the Lakers did a really nice job, but we finally get one with just 8 seconds left in the penalties.
We'll do, and we did. And we got a couple bounces, obviously, on that one. You know, as a pass across, hits one of their guys, comes right to Tyler Hayden in the slot, and he just, you know, shoots it. Doesn't hold on to it, just drills it. And there's a lot of traffic in front and goes in. And some nights you get that puck luck or those bounces, you know, and we weren't getting them early in the year, and now we've gotten a few.
Can the Huskies bury it in a 5-on-4? 12 seconds left. Worked over. Hayden and shot. Scores! Take a 3-2 lead.
But a huge goal there to get that in the power play. And
well, it
lead.
Was. It was because I think as we killed all the penalties in the second period, you get some momentum from that. And you can see we came out and scored after that. I think in this situation, if you don't score, the momentum all goes to their team. And you know, you can get frustrated and question some things and whatnot. And you just a little flat. And, you know, we had to play. I had a plan to play three different units, but we just never quite got to the three units. So you're playing a lot of guys over that first six minutes of this, you know, third period, and you have to be careful. But I thought our guys did a good job after that, getting back to hockey.
They never had a chance to pull their net minder. They get another penalty towards the end, and Joel Esperance with a very David Johnstone or Tanner Carroll-like one-timer on the power
knocks
play.
Knocks it back to the line. This is going to be held in by Ock. Got a little room to walk in. Backhand to the forehand. Spins around at the top of the circle. Over to the side and scores! Esperance from an impossible angle. Put this one away. 4-2 with a minute 14 remaining.
And you look at that, Coach, and what it does remind you of David Johnstone a little bit and Tanner Carroll. They like to use those one-timers. You had them on that same wing, I guess, during power plays during their time.
Well, no question. And that's Joel can shoot the puck, and it's good to see him, you know, get rewarded. He had a few in that game on the 5-on-3 a little bit, and he's had a few where I remember one at Michigan where he's wide open in the slot there late in the game, and he's misfired. So it was good to see him connect on one because he can shoot it, and now slowly but surely, you know, his goal totals are starting to creep up there because now he's got his fourth. You know, Lucchini's got four, Heinonen's got three, you know, Jackson's got three, Gould's got a couple now. So guys are starting to produce. We need to get a couple more guys going, but like I said from day one, it's going to be our by committee. You know, we're not going to have the leading scorer in this league this year. I don't think so. Maybe we might, maybe we won't, but that's not as important as making sure that we've got a lot of guys going, so in case one guy or one line gets shut down, you've got three others that can, you know, can help and add. But it was a big power play goal. You know, for the game, they had 9 minutes and something of power play time. We had 9 minutes of power play time. So things evened out, and we just did a real nice job killing penalties.
Huskies win 4-2, get the sweep, and move into second place. We'll talk about what else happened in the WCHA and college hockey, and we'll ask Coach a little bit about the injury situation. I'm sure that's probably in some of our questions. If you have a question for Coach Pearson, email it to me, dj@themix93.com.
Hey, sports fan. Sully again from the Campus Store asking you to show your home team pride by shopping at University Images or the Campus Store here at Michigan Tech, or at bookstore.mtu.edu. You don't have to take my word about our quality sportswear. In fact, here's what Blizzard had to say about it. Absolutely, Blizzard. I couldn't have said it better myself. We do have fresh athletic apparel sporting the new logo coming out all the time. Support the home team and show your Husky pride. Stop in today or visit us online, as we are your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs.
Two things go hand in hand in the Copper Country in November, and that's the hunting season and Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. Get your deer camp beer, bait, and all your favorite munchies from Bucko's. Keep things cold with nice ice prices. Four bags for $5. All 2 liters or two for $3. Make sure you stay warm hunting with Keweenaw Alpaca gear. Sold only at Bucko's. Don't forget to purchase your hunting license fast at Bucko's as well. All sales do not include tax and deposit. Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlack. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Joe Strong, and Justin Sliss can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-36.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs, and an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from auto owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
All right, well, Coach Pearson, what's the injury situation like? I mean, the reason I'm asking personally because...
We're 100% healthy.
Because well, you have a two-week...
Yes.
A group with you. You can't come back and get somebody else.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. On this Alaska trip, when you go back-to-back like this, you're normally allowed 22 players when you travel for a weekend. But in this situation, when you go out for the 10 days, because it's, you know, if you have some injuries or you can't send guys home and bring some up, they allow you to bring 24 players, which is a good thing because, you know, we don't have school next week anyway, so guys would be going somewhere. So we'll bring 24 players on the trip, which is probably a good timing for us this time of year because at this point, because we do have some injuries that you know, are minor in nature. They're not season-ending or long-term injuries. So Brent Baltus was available for us Saturday, but because of the effort that our players put in and how they played and to give Brett another couple days just to make sure he's completely ready, and he hadn't had any real contact yet, so we'll get him out there today and have him bump and grind a little bit.
That's a lower body injury, though, right?
Well, I can't say. I'm not even sure where it is, but he'll be available to us for the weekend.
Okay.
Dylan Stamen, again, he has not skated yet, so today will be a big day to see if he can get on the ice and see how he's doing. But I would imagine he would be okay for this weekend, if not the following weekend. So we'll make a decision whether to travel Dylan. Alex Gillies is a little bit, you know, he got hurt in the Michigan series, so it's been a while for him. So he's, and I can tell you him, it's just a high ankle sprain, just a shot so that he took, and it's very similar to high ankle sprain. So he's really had difficulty being able, you know, when you're on skates and that ankle, it's you got to push off, and everything starts with your skates and your feet. So he tried it last week for a day, was okay, but we've kept him off. So he's the only question mark. The other two, I believe, will be available to us for Anchorage and then obviously for Fairbanks.
What about other games this weekend? Northern Michigan struggling at home again against Bowling Green.
Yeah, it's you know, it's always interesting when you look at scores around the league. I mean, you know, you just think you know what's going to happen, and then you see what's going on. And you know, Bowling Green got off to a rough start, and now I think they won three in a row, you know, if I'm not mistaken.
You are right,
And they're a good team. You knew they're going to be a good team, and I think they were having trouble scoring goals, and they're having trouble keeping them out. Not a good combination, but obviously they found their mojo there and put up, I believe, 10 goals this weekend against Northern on the road, which is a lot. So they're a dangerous team, and they were picked, I believe, to win our league in both the coaches and the media poll. So they're a good team. It's just taken them a while to get going, and the Northern's got a good team. So I think, you know, I haven't watched the game, so I can't say a whole lot about them. But they've been in a lot of games, and you know, they played well on the road. You know, they've won at Wisconsin, they've won at Ferris, so, and here they go into Bemidji this weekend for a critical series. You keep looking at the schedule, and you keep looking for a weekend that you think is going to be a little easier, mm-hmm. soft. But there are none. There are none for anybody in our league.
Bemidji State really playing well right now with a couple of wins over the weekend. Or they tied Minnesota State in overtime on Friday, but then win in overtime on Saturday night to keep their they have not been defeated yet in the league.
They have not, and they're all, I think.